This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats on the Colorado House Judiciary Committee passed a so-called assault weapons ban early this morning. That bill now heads to the House floor. Two recent U.S. Supreme Court actions have opened a legal door to disqualifying local and state officials from office for engaging in insurrection. The Supreme Court recently said states could not use the 14th Amendment to remove candidates for federal office. But in a separate case this week, it rejected an appeal from a former New Mexico elected official. A county commissioner was kicked out of office after he was convicted of trespassing during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. After a big snow last week, on Monday, two teenagers were buried when heavy snow slid off a roof in Breckenridge. One was seriously injured, but both are recovering. Colorado Avalanche Information Center warns that roof avalanches are extremely dangerous. People should keep shovels accessible and stay out from under snow-loaded roofs. They say it's also important not to break off icicles. A total solar eclipse will darken skies in the U.S. in a little more than 2 weeks. Colorado will see just a partial eclipse on April 8th. The total eclipse will be visible in some larger cities in Dallas and Cleveland and Buffalo, New York. David Barron is an author and eclipse chaser from Boulder.
About 1 in 10 Americans will see the total eclipse from home, and more than half the population of the United States lives within a day's drive of the path of totality.
In 2017, many Coloradans were able to get to Wyoming to see a total eclipse. University of Colorado men's basketball begins their March Madness play tonight against Boise State. The CU women played Drake on Friday. The Colorado State men's team won their first game in this year's college basketball tournament against Virginia yesterday. This is CPR News and KRCC.